as the Zold Amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, we have Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Don't ask me why, all right? Don't ask me why. Don't bring up HDMI and PMDMP and RGR and all that. Don't bring all that crap up to me, all right? Other than that, we're starting off here with a great day. Johnny runs over our daggone internet, knocks the internet out. Other than that, we're doing great here. Not down in the studio, up here, kitchen. Michelle's over here cooking stuff. You're clanging in the background, and you don't like it, I promise. Doing pretty good. We're broadcasting live and in color from our kitchen table here at wherever we are.
Looking great. Exciting.
What's that?
So you're looking great.
Oh, thanks, Benny. You scared me because I figured Johnny ran over something else out there and knocked me off again. But listen, I'm dealing with this. Has got to be a communist Chinese plot. It has to be. Videos, TV, casting your phone to your TV, plugging in an HDMI card, whatever that, plugging that in, that stuff has got to be demonic, communist, Chinese created stuff. Nobody in their right mind could make this that hard.
That came out of Wuhan.
They couldn't make it that hard. If two Chinamen sat down beside each other and said, let's make this work, and let's make it so hard that no American can do it. That's worse than the virus to me. So hit this button. So we hit this button. And it's HDMI. No, it's not HDMI. It's that other plugin. Well, what other plugin? Well, over here, it's unbelievable. Whatever happened to TV? You just plugged it in and it played. I'm just venting here a little bit. So beautiful day. It rained a little bit yesterday. We got guys who come in from. I got one from three from New Jersey. I got one from Texas. I got one from Mississippi. I got one from North Dakota, got one from three from North Dakota. Where else are they from, Michelle? Who am I forgetting? Everybody gets mad when I forget them. Wisconsin. Joe's is out there from Wisconsin. And you say, what the heck's going on? Well, we're having a. Let me use the proper lingo here. We're having a watch party today. We're streaming the Steve Quayle conference. And, I put the appeal out for a lot of people who want to come and be part of it and sit around. I'm going to be dead honest with you again. I couldn't care less about the conference. I wanted to see Steve Deck. And I wanted to see Chad. I didn't want to see Robert, but he showed up. That's what it's about.
Wow.
It's about fellowship, folks. It's about fellowship. And so we're going to stream the Steve Quayle and all the things that we're going to be streaming that. If I get the MDTHL cord connected to the other cord, we'll be streaming it. But ultimately, we need to understand that everything we're dealing with here, baby, is about relationships. It's really what life's about anyway. But even more, now that's why the scripture said, let us forsake not, I put on my Jesus hat today. That's why scripture says, let us forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Because as much as I'm sitting here right now and I look on my screen and I see Vinny, who came in by a different name today, and
hey,
I see
hey, Coach.
All of you that are in the queue, I see y'all. It's not the same as looking eyeball to eyeball with it. Yeah, come on in.
I'm going through an earthquake right now. Oh, my. Whoa.
Jeff is going through an earthquake.
The building's shaking big time.
Really? He's right
here. Hey, Coach.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm watching Jeff. I'm watching Jeff shake here. He's all shook up.
Still happening.
Man, that's a long duration earthquake.
Right, I came in court.
Come on, Jake. Jeff, make a picture fall off the wall or something.
Get delivered. Oh, I got my.
Yeah, look at that thing shake. Look at it shake.
Was not enough, but
huh? Did it Did it quit yet, Jeff?
It's over now. It's slowing down.
And you're still standing?
Yeah.
Hey, that's live on camera earthquake video. You won't see any place else in America.
Hey, Coach.
He wasn't standing, he was sitting.
Coach, I've got a recommendation for getting your live stream and everything working. Hold that, Larry. Okay, now listen. That is, let one person at a time be alone in the room and try to fix it without hearing 14 suggestions from other people. And then if they can't get it done, then let another one go in and try it. But four or five people trying seven or eight different ideas is hard to work.
That's what we're doing. And here's the truth. I cast it up on the TV. It looks perfect, but we can't hear it. You can't hear it. I can hear it on my phone. It's playing on my phone. I'm casting it off on my phone. So it's playing on my phone, connected to my TV. I'm watching it on the TV, but listening to it on my phone. That had to be Chinese. It's got to be those Chinese. Hey, Jeff.
I won't jump in and tell you why.
All right. You won't, you say?
No, there's too many people in the room.
Okay, good. There are.
No, you need an analog cable that would go from your phone to your TV to send the sound.
Ain't gonna work. This little device I have, it ain't gonna work. We'll switch that. Everybody didn't tune in to hear about that.
It's fine. Come on, bro.
Yeah, we'll get it rolling. So this is the ultimate flea flicker Friday because Chad got up at 5:15 this morning. And he's talked nonsense. So I didn't really get a chance to do any show prep, okay? So I'm going to throw a real flea flicker out there. What did I miss overnight? What do you want to talk about? Transformed, conformed, and deformed, and reformed. And we talk about all that stuff. Anyway, I was in the midst. Let me finish this here. There's something about eyeball-to-eyeball contact that you can't get through it. You can see that's one of the things that's missing, has been missing when we talk about streaming church programs. It ain't the same. It just isn't the same, right? It isn't. Wherever two or more are gathered, is it possible to gather together? From a communication standpoint, I suppose we can gather together here on the internet, but from a heart to heart, man to man, person to person, it's not able to do it. And so the scripture says, let us forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, because why? There's a unified power source. Remember this, the Bible says wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the midst. Now, is he in the midst on a Facebook live video? Is he in the midst of us? I suppose he can talk to us individually, but you know, like, Dan got his truck stuck last night, right? Dan's truck is stuck back here in a mud hole. It's been one of those days so far. And of course, we didn't get a chance to get it out right now. So Steve and Joseph and Robert and Chad and Michelle and I, we can all pray that truck would be unstuck. We can just sit there and say, Lord, release that truck in Jesus' name. Lord, release that truck. But if somebody didn't go connect the tractor to it, that truck ain't coming out of the mud. It's going to go into the mud, right? And that's the kind of thing that can only happen through the power of biblical unity, person to person, man to man, hand to hand, fellowship and relationship. That's why this weekend is, to me, it's not about watching Steve Quayle's event, although we will. It's about the building of relationships, the connecting of cords, right? Steve and I have a cord that's been disconnected. I see him here, but I don't see him here. And I just had this, you know, continue to have this urgency in my heart that we got to do this, man. We have got to do this. We got to do this because we are being ruled and controlled by dark forces that we're not even aware of. And then we know that we're two or more gathered. He's in the midst. Well, what if we don't ever gather? What if we don't strategize? What if Chad Estes, who is over here, what if he can say stuff in this room that he can't say in the program? That's the importance of what we got to say. Anybody got anything? Throw in here. Anybody? Hey, listen, I'm not feeling real anointed right now, okay? I'm a little bit ticked off. Go ahead. Somebody rescue me. Keep Johnny away from coach. That machine over there. Will you somebody keep Johnny away from that?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Got an update. We just had a 6.4.
6.4. That's a biggie, man.
That's big.
It's centered in Tonopah. That's about 39 miles from my home.
You better get out here.
Hey, Coach, we had a foot of rain here last night. I'm not sure, but I think one of my son's houses is flooded.
Dale, I can't come and help.
Yes, you can.
A foot of rain?
A foot of rain in about 6 hours, yes.
So we have earthquakes in diverse places. We have floods. We have wars and rumors of wars. Still, the end's not here. Right?
Still, and we have no internet at Coach Dave's house.
Well, that's because Johnny Burkeen ran over the thing.
Well, that's Johnny. Come on. You should know that, Coach.
Yeah. Johnny from JS, Mississippi. Who ever heard of a place, JS, Mississippi? Look, I'm sorry all of you guys tuned in for serious heart-to-heart Christian fellowship. Somebody grab the ball and run with it right now. What's going on? What did I miss overnight?
The custom is ours, Coach.
What's that?
Is for us to make of it, right? So we got rid of all this idle entertainment. Let's keep it going, right? And let's bring back Christian fellowship.
Well, Vinny, right. That's one of the reasons we're together here. How do we do that? Even more as we see this day approaching, we're not serious about it. I don't think we're serious. We all sit around like we were sitting around last night having a little bit of a discussion and saying, this is going to happen. Yep, I see it right there. It is that signpost. But ain't none of us got a plan.
Signpost it is.
None of we're going to wake up a year from now and say, go on. I saw that coming, but ain't none of us got a plan. You see it coming, Steve? You see it coming, Joe? Robert, you see it coming?
Amen.
You're just going to sit here and watch it come?
A blind man can see this.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, ever since this coronavirus thing hit the news, I've been talking about the opportunity for reset, and I've been inviting folks to join various online meetings that we've had, trying to make some plans for what to do when the opportunity for reset presents itself. And, you know, those plans still aren't made because I think three people have joined and started actually working on making some plans of what to do and steps to take once the door is open. Everybody wants things to change. Everybody wants the resets to happen. We need a few people to want to help make them happen.
Okay, Steve Deck, you're on the screen. What's going on, Steve? Why won't people? What's going on, Steve?
I'm just texting somebody. I caught him off guard.
I caught him off guard. We'll come back to him. What's going on, Robert?
I'd say that, you know, you say that where two or three are gathered in his name. I just lost my thought. But
yeah. You did that last night.
I'm getting senile. Wow.
You're not getting senile.
You're right.
Where's that verse about
two or three? If I don't get it out quick enough, I'm done.
Okay. Well, think about it. We'll come back. Chad, do you have anything sensible to say?
No.
No. Joe?
Yeah, Coach. I was telling you. Matthew 18:20, Larry.
Okay. Thank you.
I met you from Kent, said you protested with them. Ken Hogan and
yep.
out of jail.
Yeah.
Well, 10 years before that, there wasn't anybody helping them. You know, and
wasn't anybody helping Ken Hogan, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Hey, Coach. Coach.
They froze.
Yeah, I think they're.
He's disconnected.
Yeah, something's going on. Well, while we're waiting on him to connect back, if y'all will.
Hang on. Are you guys hearing me?
I think I have a Wi-Fi.
What?
I hear you.
Now we can.
I'm sorry, I'm freezing up. Am I back?
You're back, Coach. No. You're back for a second.
Am I back or not?
You're back.
Okay.
Hey. This is the problem.
priceless show, Coach. This is priceless. It really is.
I know it is. And I listen, Joe's getting ready to say something to us here. And I don't know what happened. So go ahead and complete what you thought.
Oh, yeah. You know, you helped out Kenneth Copeland, you know, after he was in jail 10 years ago, but 10 years before that, you know, nobody was.
Everybody deserted him, Joe. Yeah. When trouble came, everybody deserted him.
Yeah. And you listened to the radio stations and how fluffy they were, you know, a week or two ago.
Right.
And, you know, I stopped listening to them because of that.
It is fluff, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It is fluff. See, listen. Here's part of the issues. I'm serious as a judge, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, women, mute. Go ahead and mute. It'll be okay for all women and all men who act like women to go ahead and mute. Okay. Yes. Okay. A 10-second mute. I've given you fair warning. Okay. Men have lost their balls. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. When we look at Christian men in particular, when we look around the spectrum of what's going on in America, everything we see going on. And what Joe hit on exactly.
You're breaking the locking up.
We go to fluffy churches here, fluffy songs about fluffy lives, live fluffy lives.
I know what I was going to say.
Hang on. We're locking up again. I can't do anything.
You have that phone plugged to that.
No, I don't. Let me tell you, I don't know. It's probably the interference here. Johnny Burkine's on around there, isn't he? Am I back yet? People say, Coach. Yeah.
Johnny's trying to.
What did you say?
The video's choppy. The voice. Okay. Well,
I'm going to try to look at the thing outside.
Okay, Steve going back outside.
That's because Johnny's out there trying to fix it.
Yeah. Steve going to go out and try, going to, go out and try to fix it. Okay. We have more than one guy here trying to fix it.
Hey, Coach.
That's what it is. Yes.
Can I bring up a biblical point for just a second about something that's transpired during this program today?
What if I say no? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, if you said no, then I'll let you carry on. You know, you said where two or more are gathered, I'm in their midst.
Yeah.
The word, the way I read it, says two or three gathered. Now, does it make a difference whether we say two or three or whether we say two or more? I think it does. And I think there's a, you know, we know that God is no respecter of persons. So why is sometimes two and he's there, other times three before he's there? Three, he's there. And there is a biblical explanation for it. And that is when a couple is married, they become one. So when you have a married couple and one other person, then you have two. Three people, but you have two.
Also, Larry, the law said to the eyewitnesses on a crime, you couldn't convict someone without at least two or three. The two is a witness, a solid, lawful witness, but three is a perfect witness. That's another way to look at it.
That's the Holy Spirit, right? The witness of three. But Larry, you're not insinuating, are you, Larry? I don't know, maybe you are. It's okay if you are. I'm paranoid because I don't know if I'm breaking up. I don't know what's going on. That 10 isn't more powerful than two?
No, I'm not. Okay. What I'm saying is that the word is, you know, the word complements itself. It agrees with itself. When it says there, God is no respecter of persons, it means that. And that's the way it is. But where it says two, right, wherever two or three are gathered, I am in the midst, then that would indicate that at some time there's a respecter of persons going on there, or there's another biblical explanation. And the other biblical explanation is that a married couple count as one.
America counts as one?
No, a married couple.
Oh, I got you. Okay, that makes sense, right? And the Holy Spirit also, right? When I'm already bound with the Holy Spirit. There's two of us right here. Go ahead, Chad.
I was going to say, your computer, your
Hey, Coach. Coach, part of the problem why you're probably getting grainy and breaking up is if anybody else is using Coach, if anybody else is on the internet in your house, it's drawing from your router. Therefore, you're
Johnny becoming just very, walked very in the door. So yeah. I turned off my computer. I turned off. Maybe that'll help. Okay.
So what I'm saying is, if there's anybody else in your house. He gone. Someone needs to let him know that you can't have a bunch of people on that wireless.
Exactly, Joe.
Yeah. Just tell them whoever else is, because there's what they are is they're all up there and they're all on the internet and they need to just get off the internet because it's drawing on it. So that's why. And when you're sending a video signal, obviously that's even a big problem.
Hey, Dale. Yes, throw something out there, man.
Yep. Throw something out there. Hey, brother, this is where the next person rises up, that we are always to be ready in season. Brother, we are always in season, or even if we think we're out of season, ready to give a testimony, ready to be the next person in line. We always
okay, have now I'm on chat. Is that any better?
Amen, brother.
Amen.
What's other people doing locally? What do you guys see?
But Chad doesn't have video, does he?
Yeah. Coach, I tried to say something to you when you got knocked off. When you got
there we go.
Chad, when you got everybody else on your internet service up there, Davey, Coach.
Am I back on here?
Yes. Coach,
tell everybody else to turn their devices off. Work one device and you won't have this problem.
Somebody say, if you can hear me, somebody say.
You're on, Coach.
We can hear you, Coach, but listen, when you've got several people pulling on your internet service up there, it's
growing. Turn all their devices. I just want to know why I'm not hearing anybody.
Because you're old.
Hey, Coach.
All right, do y'all hear anything?
I hear you.
We're still on.
That looks like a mugshot there, Chad.
I don't hear anybody else.
It's hard enough to get people together, but you get them agreed. That's even worse.
Hey, I'm shaking out here again. We're shaking.
Can you hear us, Chad?
3.8.
Yeah, you got a pretty mouth.
Is it worse or less than the first time?
Johnny is, but that's okay.
Jeff, is it worse or less than the previous time?
Less, but they're in different areas in different cities.
Yeah, those
are getting hit hard.
They had a 6.8 in California yesterday, just off the coast, didn't they?
Yeah. The 6.4 is towards the base of the Sierras, and we're.
Yeah, does anybody hear me?
We're getting hit. Dad. I'm feeling it again. All right.
No, I'll just go on data.
We hear you, Chad.
All right, y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of people auditioning for a job with Verizon. Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Call in. Y'all hear me?
So, Mark. Okay, let me jump in here. So Mark was asking, you know, we talk about this. This is, once again, it's not about, you know, getting ready. We should be ready. And I believe that if we say that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves, our neighbors should be those people that are right around us. So I agree. I think this is probably the most, a lot of people are afraid to go out in the streets. They don't like confrontation. They're not used to speaking in front of people. But when you live next to somebody, that should be one of the easiest things to do, is go knock on a door. If you've not done it, you've lived there for years, just swallow the pride. Go knock on the door and introduce yourself to your neighbor. And then ask them, are you okay? Is there anything I can do? Or anything like that. You got to open up these doors of lines of communication, because this is a prime example. What happens if the show goes down completely? What are you going to do? Y'all just going to sit there and do nothing? You have these people that, you know, we say things like all politics are local, which they are. We see governors going absolutely rogue. We're seeing mayors going rogue. I'm telling you that this gospel is also a local thing.
Amen.
If you say that you love your neighbor, you should be knocking on the door and expressing that. Okay, Coach, you're back in.
All right.
Great advice, Dale. Thank you. That's great.
Save that for tomorrow morning, Dale.
Somebody go ahead.
You're up, Coach.
Well, I thought that thanks, Dale. What you said was really, really wisdom. But, you know, Robert just said something while you were talking. It said, assembling is one thing, agreeing is another. Right? We talk about two or three agree touching anything. Isn't that what it says, Steve? We got to agree. Are we in agreement? Are we in agreement? The body of Christ? Well, sporadically, we are. Temporarily, we'll tell you something. When all hell breaks loose, we're going to be. But at that point, what do we do? So I don't have a solution. I see a problem, right? And I don't know how we bridge. I don't know how we bridge this, but we have to. If you're watching this show, you are top shelf woke people. By top shelf, I mean you get it. I don't mean there's something special about you. You get it. You get it more than most. More than most people around you, you get it. But we're drawn here. All of us are drawn here because why? We're like-minded. I know I can talk to Steve Deck about something, and even if we disagree, I still got his back. He's got my back. Chad, same thing, right? In the average situation, Christians in particular, that we find ourselves in, as soon as a different doctrine comes up, we're not in agreement. We're not in agreement. And it's because we've lost sight of what the Chad, now your battery's low. Okay, now we've lost sight of what? Yeah. Hey, Lord, okay, I got the message. Enough distractions already. Jiminy, criminy here. There we go. So, it's about bridging those gaps. Joe drove, how far did you drive? Long way.
9 hours.
9 hours. He got in his car and he drove 9 hours because it mattered to him to be here. I'm not criticizing anybody, okay? Please, if you want to get butt hurt. That's not what I'm talking about here, right? It mattered to him. He wanted to get here. Steve, 8 hours. Robert, at least that. It mattered to him to get here. It mattered. And we got to get serious about it. And I don't know whether let's all go to Chad's. Let's all come to your house. I don't care. But we got to get serious here, man. We got to come up with a strategy and a plan. And so that's one of the things that I'm hoping to get done out of this weekend. I'm just rambling, actually. I'm just rambling. Somebody else come in. Steve, you never got to say anything. Anybody want? Huh? No? Anybody? Chad, you're over there walking around like a... Leave my wife alone. He's. what are you thinking? Huh? Somebody come on in.
Hey, Coach, we're still rocking.
Yeah. You still rocking?
4.0, 4.9, 4.3.
Now, Jeff, would we be surprised if that's happening out in Nevada? Would anybody else be surprised that's happening? We're all sitting around. Oh, thanks, Chad. Yeah, I saw this. I don't know about it. Everybody's all panicked, said Trump's going to round us up and make you take vaccines. You guys see that?
Yeah, we said a 5.8.
What's that?
A 5.8, and it's right at the surface, less than a mile, the depth.
So just buckle up, Jeff. Put your seatbelt on.
Well, I'm not panicking. This is great.
Lord, just cover Jeff now, Lord, even right now. Just cover him in Jesus' name. Amen. See, you know, I got prompted. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I got prompted right in the middle. I started that prayer. This is a stream of consciousness. Okay, bear with me today. Right in the middle of that prayer, I said, Lord, protect Jeff now. And the Holy Spirit said to me, what about everybody else? And that's the way we think. Huh? Protect Steve. Protect Joe. Oh, yeah, let that mountain fall on everybody else. I mean, it's just ingrained in our mindset that the Lord wants to just protect little old you and little old me and not everybody else, right? And we're called to lay down our lives. Greater love is no man than this, and he would lay down his life for his friends. Are my neighbors my friends? We've had that discussion before. It says, love thy neighbor. I don't even know some of my neighbors. What does that even mean? So the relationship I have with my neighbors is not the same relationship I have with my family. So I was barking at Chad Estesi the other day because Chad's the ultimate prepper, and he's telling me all these wonderful things to do, and oh my goodness, solar panels and this and this and this and this. And I said, well, if the power goes out?
Hey, coach.
We don't have an answer for it, right? We don't have a solution for it. We can never be prepared. Yeah, Larry.
You know, I've mentioned it bunches of times over the last 4+ years, but the word neighbor in that verse from the Greek has a specific meaning, and I'm not even going to say what that meaning is again. I'm just going to challenge people to look it up in a Greek dictionary, in a regular old Greek dictionary, get it translated into English, you can find them, and look up what that word neighbor means, because it is relevant.
All right, Larry. So Mike Adams, the health ranger, who we all love and respect, or no, we don't love him, but you get what I'm saying, who's going to be on the Steve Quayle broadcast. Mike Adams released a thing yesterday, said that Donald Trump has ordered, or that they're going to come door to door and vaccinate people. Do you believe that, Steve?
I hope not.
Is that a possibility? Wait, did anybody see that other than me?
I saw that, coach, and I was going to mention that. I wasn't sure if that was real or not, that he was ordering the military to go in for these vaccinations. So, yeah, I saw that too.
Chad's got something to say on that.
See, what's interesting is, why 500 million? How many people are there in the United States? Why 500 million? Is it something that ties in with the Georgia Guidestones? This is for future. Ultimately, everything that's happening now with the mask, the phobia, all this other thing, it's really setting us up for the vaccine that's coming. That's what they're going to try to do.
And why? What is it about that vaccine? Now, listen to this. Chad told me this last night. Hey, Chad, tell him your experience on Southwest.
Well, I wouldn't say it was Southwest. It was just not Northeast Airlines. Okay. So, there's nothing on the ticket or anything there that says that they require you.
He's flying here from Austin.
Okay, so I'm flying in. So I go to the thing, and then they put it over at the gate. Angle that a little bit down. But anyway, yeah. I don't have to even be on there. I don't care.
Sure, okay, you do. Sure you do. Your ego just came out. That's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I'm never on there. Okay. Anyway, so sorry. So then they make an announcement that all passengers must wear a mask. And so I asked them, and they said, if you don't have one, we'll furnish one. So I go to the person at the counter, and I said, I need a mask. I said, why do I have to wear this? And she goes, well, it's our company policy. And I said, what happens if I don't wear the mask? And she says, well, they can't make you. She said, they, not we, they can't make you. So I go, all right. So I get my boarding pass ready and everything. And finally I get on there, and I go to the little deal, and you know, the guy says, hey, you need a mask. And I said, no, I don't. You can't make me wear one. And he just looked at me, and I said, just click my thing. Let's get on the plane. And so he clicked it, and I walked down the ramp. I didn't put a mask on.
And then what happened?
And then I got into the plane. I got all the way back to the back. Everybody in there has a mask on. And a couple of people were, like, pointing at me. We're put a mask on.
Chad farted back then.
So I was sticking to my guns at that point until the one of the
chief stewardess.
One of the stewardess came back there. She says, sir, I'm asking you, would you please put a mask on? And I said, yes, only because you asked. Because, see, we can't have anything forced. We still need options. Whether you think that if the masks are good or not, okay, you still need to be able to have personal choice. It's personal freedom.
Chad, they used peer pressure against you, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what was going on in that plane? I wasn't on that plane, but I can guarantee you this. Somebody in the 12th row said, that man back there doesn't have a mask on. Why doesn't that man have a mask on?
Excuse me. Mask. How come he doesn't have to wear a mask, but I did? I mean, it's just elementary. It's elementary.
It's like elementary kindergarten school. It's exactly
how come
what
Jeff gets some of that and I don't?
It's right? Crabs in the bucket. That's what it is. You're getting up, you're back down.
So what they are doing is, as Robert just said, they are taking away your ability or your right to consent. I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. Folks, do you understand? Please. This is heading, as we're talking about right now, towards the vaccination. What are you going to do when they show up at your house and say, yes, you are going to take it. Yes, your kid is going to take it. Yes, he
what
is.
If,
isn't going,
what if masks? What if masks were against your religion and it was a religious issue? Would they still then be able to dictate it?
Wow.
Well, what's next? So yes. You're going to say that burqas prevent male pattern baldness?
All right, check it out. California just passed the law. You're right, Chad. You're right. California just passed the law that they can't discriminate based on tattoos or facial jewelry or the way you wear your hair. Okay, so businesses have to deal with you no matter what your hair, what your tattoos, what it's against the law for them to say anything about it. So this is just
so
preposterous.
Mark, stay with me a second, Mark. So they can tell a Muslim woman she doesn't have to take off her mask, but they can tell you have to put one on.
The unequal justice. Unequal.
It's unequal justice, right? It's unequal. And it's about whether we want to believe it or not. It comes back to Psalm 2, the kings of this world conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. They're telling us don't gather together. And if you do gather together, put a mask on because I don't want to see your face. I don't want to really have any deep communication with you at all. And you're allowed to have church, but you have to have church over Facebook where you can't see anybody and the internet might go out. And it's for everybody's safety. And by the way, Steve, get that vaccination because that's going to be for everybody's safety. And Chad, put that mask on because that's for everybody's safety in here. And of course, we as Christians, we want everybody to be safe. So give me a mask. Please give me a mask. Oh, please vaccinate me, please, for everybody's safety. Please, right? That's where, folks.
Amen. This is exactly right. When vaccinations occur, it'll be peer pressure, not the government. It'll be your true neighbor, your physical neighbor, not your brother neighbor, Larry, that makes you get a, they're going to be the one calling saying, hey, I don't think they've had one. Hey, I heard they're not getting one. Hey, so-and-so
and so
said
Mark,
they're not getting one.
So we're going to end up when the scripture says that we're going to be persecuted, right? Blessed are you when men shall persecute you and shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely on my
account.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. So again, I'm saying the same thing. We see this stuff happening.
Amen. There'll be bounties. There'll be bounties. I'm telling you, there already were for people with the virus, for people reporting the virus.
There's
It's dissonance. It's cognitive dissonance that will never happen here. As you
lock
business for 65 days, that'll never happen here. They'll never do that here in America. Why, we've got Ted Cruz fighting for us. They'll never do that. Ted Cruz will stand up for us.
I heard the other day that in San Antonio is making a policy that if you say Chinese flu virus or Kung Fu virus, they encourage people to report to an actual government authority. You tell on somebody, it's going to be considered a hate crime.
So I just heard in my head, Brian. Somebody said, I don't know who it was, but I heard it in my head. Somebody said, I don't tune into this show to listen to this stuff. I want to hear some Bible. I heard somebody say that. Well, you're totally missing it. You're totally missing it, because the scripture says we're not supposed to be ignorant of his devices. And we are here discussing his devices. This is what he's doing. This is what the evil one is doing. This is what Psalm 2, the kings of this earth, conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. It's on airplanes. It's at the workplace. It's at Kroger's. It's at Lowe's. It's Best Buy. Wherever you go, you are being conditioned and programmed through prayer to fall in line and be a good soldier.
Hey,
that is
Coach,
part of the Antichrist's plan.
Coach, I think the people that want to hear more Bible verses simply want to hear Bible verses. They want to go. They don't want to go do Bible verses. They want to hear them.
Amen.
They just want to sit there and listen. I want to listen. I just want to listen. I don't want to go do. Stop that. Y'all stop that doing. Stop it.
Right.
That's right.
Bunch of nuts.
Comfort one another with these words, right?
Let's not blanket throw that out there, please. There's people that would like to hear some stuff about the Bible and things that actually do stuff. So let's not put a blanket.
Oh, come on, Larry. You're straining it in that. Well,
so, Coach,
Sorry, brother.
We've trampled our Constitution. There's no doubt about it. We don't live underneath the freedoms of the Constitution, but we also have trampled on God's word. And because of that, this nation, as a country, we don't live under the guidance nor the protection which that word gives. Brother, when we murder babies like this, let me tell you what, God's not blessing a nation because of those laws. We're resisting his very word. So we've trampled our Constitution, and we've also trampled God's word.
So, Dave, I said last night, I think it was last night, when we had a little discussion. Listen, if you're still within a couple hours drive, get here this weekend. It's going to go on all Friday, all Saturday, Sunday morning. Come and fellowship, be part of it. We're going to have a bonfire tonight. We'll socially distance on it when we do it. But I was talking last night. By the way, the closer we get to the fire, kill that virus, won't it? Yes, I think it'll burn that thing up. So, Roger's bringing fireworks. What did I say? Oh, we don't understand this. I don't have my Bible in front of me, but when you go to Romans 1, it says the wrath of God is being revealed against all unrighteousness. I'm doing it from the top of my head. Isn't that what it says, Chad? Oh, Chad didn't read the Bible. All God's wrath is being revealed. Now, is means to me current, presently, right? God's wrath is being revealed against all unrighteousness. Anybody have that deal? Do you have that? Somebody have a Bible that they can quote that scripture? That's Romans 1, about 17, maybe 17, 18. Could be as far as
God's wrath on unrighteousness?
Yes.
For the wrath of God is revealed.
Is revealed.
From heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness
of men
who by unrighteousness suppress the truth.
We're suppressing the truth, and because we're suppressing the truth, the wrath of God is being revealed. And how's it being revealed? It goes down a list. Good.
What can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For it is the invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world.
So we don't have an excuse, and because we don't have an excuse, his wrath is being revealed. And how's it being revealed? Keep going.
The things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
All right, go ahead, keep going.
For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God's or gave thanks to him.
So that wrath's going to be poured out. Keep going. It is being poured out.
They became and they're thinking, and that's their foolish hearts were darkened.
Time out, Steve. Anybody feeling this yet? That's where we are. His wrath, folks, homosexuality is his wrath being revealed. It's not causing his wrath. We've got it backwards. The spread of homosexuality is his wrath being revealed to us. And he's saying, stop it. He'll get, boom, I'll give you this. And he gives us a sign, Steve. What are they?
Claiming to be wise, they became fools.
Yeah, believe men were women and women were men. That's foolish. They think they're wise and they're foolish. Hey, folks, that is the wrath of God. That is.
Yeah.
Keep on.
And exchange the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things.
Yeah. Keep going.
Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity to the
disorder. Stop. Stop a minute. Folks, that's the wrath of God. God gave them up. And when he gave them up, what do we do, Steve?
To the dishonoring of their bodies among them. Because of their exchange, the truth about God for a lie in worship and serving and the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Right?
For the reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions.
Here, listen. This, folks. This is the wrath.
We got cause and effect backwards. People say, God's going to judge us. He's going to have to judge us. Look what's going on. No, no. He already is. He already is. He's bringing judgment, and he's saying, folks, repent. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. His judgment is falling. Keep going, Steve.
For their woman exchange natural relations for those that are contrary to nature.
Whoa, that's judgment.
And men likewise gave up natural relations with women.
That's judgment.
With their consumed with passion for one another.
Judgment.
Men committed shameless acts with men and received in themselves the due penalty of their error.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear that? The judgment came so strong that that's who they became. They began to identify themselves by what they do with their sex organs. I'm a homosexual. I'm gay. I'm tri, right? Folks, that is the judgment of God. That is the wrath of God. Steve,
Coach.
That is the wrath. It's not bringing the wrath of God. It is the wrath of God. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. Hey, all these boys and girls that's using Romans 13 to justify their door being shut, that's going to be the same scriptures that these old boys and girls are going to use to make them marry men and men and make them marry women and women.
Knowing God was God, they didn't accept him as God. Government became God, right? Man became foolish in their understanding, professing ourselves to be wise. We closed our churches. We locked down and put on masks.
They're going to walk in and they're going to force a preacher to get married to queers. That's what's going to happen.
Why is that? Oh, because that's the wrath of God being revealed. It's already being revealed. See, we're sitting around watching all this stuff saying the Lord's going to judge us. He already is. Go ahead, Steve.
And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a
depraved mind
to do with what not to be done.
Hang on. Remember we're talking about renewing the mind and transformation and confirmation and all that, right? I gave them up to a depraved mind. Keep going, Steve.
They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness.
That's the wrath of God, by the way. See, Steve is telling us the wrath of God's already here. It's all being revealed to us. Keep going.
Unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit.
Boy, Lord's going to have to judge America. But just look at the way we're being. No, he already is. Go ahead.
They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless, though they know God's righteousness is decreed.
Hey, stop a minute right there. Stop right there on that line. Because wait a minute. The wrath of God is being revealed, and here's how he's revealing it. He just ran through a litany of ways that the wrath of God is being revealed. Not that the wrath of God is coming to punish those people. No, no, no. He is showing us the wrath of God's already being poured out. This kind of stuff is flourishing, right? Now, hang on for those of you, those holier-than-thou ones, because the last verse that Steve's about to read is just for y'all. Okay? Go ahead, Steve.
Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. They are not only to them, but to give approval to those who practice them.
Not only, they say that's evil, they shouldn't be doing it, but then we give approval to those who do it. Can anybody say homosexual churches? Why? Because the wrath of God is already being revealed. It's already being revealed, folks.
Well, if you remember that Billy Graham's wife said if America is a judge and God owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. And see, what was Sodom and Gomorrah's only judgment destruction?
No.
They had all this stuff came upon them. Just like if you think, remember that when Moses came up to there in Egypt and he says, let my people go, let my people go. And then God gave him waves and waves and waves. The red water, the cicadas.
All of it, the wrath of God.
These things were just coming, you know, one thing right after another. What does God say in 2 Corinthians? It says, if my people will humble themselves and repent, I will hear from heaven. Heal your land. And that's when the waves of this judgment or wrath stop, and then God will.
Is that ever good? Right,
brought back.
Is that you? Hey,
Coach.
Get it, folks? Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Robert Klaus is here with me. He said, "Read John chapter 3, verse 36. John 3:36.
Well, I don't have a Bible because Johnny Burkeen ran over it. Hold up, truck.
Hold up. I got it. You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
How about that? The wrath of God abideth on him. Where is that? That's John 3, isn't it? Isn't that the? Isn't that where they talk about being born again in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, better underline that word, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. What about those whosoever, right? And so we find out in the last verse, Alan, read that again, because we're talking about the whosoever's don't. Because the whosoever's don't, what happened, Alan?
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
What's it like to have the wrath of God abiding on you? If the wrath of God abides on you, are you dead? Are you dead? No, you're not dead. See, listen, folks. There's a difference between the wrath of God falling on America and the destruction of America. Those are not the same things. And I want you to think about those of you who are parents. I used to be a parent. I used to be. Still am. Did you as a parent ever sit around and watch your kid get out of line? And you just sit over in a corner and you steam. And you take away one toy, and then you take away another toy. And you, see, that's the wrath of God being revealed, right? So, oh, you're destroying marriage. Oh, he's over. Okay. You want to do that? Okay, go ahead and do that. Oh, you want to start? Okay, go ahead and do that. Go ahead. And he's tapping his foot the whole time. See, he's already ticked. He's already ticked. And he's praying that somebody somewhere is going to stand up and put a stop to all of it. If my people call by name, my name will humble themselves and pray. See, if my people, if God's people will stand up and push back against this stuff, he said, listen, the world's lost. I'm not worried about the lost world. I'm worried about my people, and my people won't stand up and do it. Just read Romans 1, whatever Alan just read. Not only do the same, but give hearty approval to those who do it, right? We're tolerant of everything. And the Lord said, I am so angry about this. I sent my Son to destroy all this, and you guys are permitting it to happen, and I'm tapping my foot. I'm ticked. I'm already mad. You get the difference?
Yeah, hey, so, Coach, you just had a mic drop there.
Jump up and flip over some tables, and then we'll get it.
Yeah, Coach, yeah. You just had a mic drop. You know, you're talking about the situation. You said, and the Lord's not worried about the lost. See, and that's true. Because he is not currently worried about it. Because he tells us not to worry, he doesn't worry. Because he's not worried about it because he already provided a way for them to be unlost. So that's their responsibility now. It's not his anymore.
So Larry, here's the point. Here's the point I want Robert to understand before he forgets it. Just kidding, Robert. The Lord is already pouring his wrath out so that you and I get it. Hey, say, look right here. The Lord's ticked. This is going on here, Steve. You just read it. This is going on here. Lord's mad. See these things? He's mad. And we have the exact wrong attitude. We sit back and say, boy, if this stuff doesn't stop, Lord's going to get mad. No, he's already mad. He's already mad.
He already dropped the sword.
See, and there's things, and that's just the stuff we know about. There's stuff going on that we don't know about that God sees that's happening. I mean, we really can't even fathom, honestly, my own mind, how much innocent blood is really being spilled.
The anger of those unborn. Can you imagine how mad the Lord is by those unborn babies?
And if it makes a sound, if blood makes a sound,
has a voice.
Man, imagine what that is going on that God hears.
God needs some earbuds, right? You got to block that stuff out.
I mean, you can have a couple of crying kids and you lose your mind. Yeah. No, you want to talk about millions.
So whose responsibility is it? See, the easiest thing for us to say, and I'm not stepping on anybody's theology, and the easiest thing to say is, well, we'll be rescued out of this mess. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you sitting out there who are born again of the Spirit of God and are sitting and waiting for the second coming of Christ and looking forward to that great hope, all of us, right? Do you know something? If he comes along and taps Steve Deck on the shoulder and said, hey, Steve, what did you do about those 66 million little babies being? What did you do about that, Steve? You knew it was gone. You knew it was not. Hey, Steve, Not only did you approve, you gave party approval to it, Steve. And we think that we're going to be guiltless? Now, it's under the blood, right? Can you imagine standing before the Lord and having to apologize? Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know. The government told me I couldn't. The government said it was okay to kill him, Lord. The government told us they were born that way. I'm just following Romans 13 and obeying. I'm telling you, man. The wrath of God is being revealed. And so we think about once saved, always saved, and all that kind of stuff because we come back to our own stinking personal salvation, and we don't care about our neighbor. We don't really care about him. We don't. We say we do, but we don't. Because you know why? Intervening in Chad's life, in Steve's life, in Johnny's life, who keeps running over my daggone internet. It's dirty business, man. It's dirty, dirty business. And we don't, it costs, and we don't want to do it. Makes enemies, right? Jesus said, don't be surprised when they hate you. They hated me first. He said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. What would that be? What would, could you as a Christian possibly say that makes people mad? How about the truth? That'd make them mad, doesn't it? And when you speak the truth to them, they don't want to hear it. They say, "Well, I was born this way. I was born this way." Yeah. Or can I step on? I don't go there.
Well, see, like that, I was born this way. I like to use that one that Rich Smith used. I would say, "Well, I was born a psychopathic killer," but I'm able to withhold that right now. And that's what I appreciate. I appreciate that. You know, yeah. It's what's your point of view? Okay, if you're born a homosexual, you're born this or whatever. Okay. And as another guy is born a psychopathic killer, then are you tolerant of that as well? No, you're not.
Hey, Chad, that's why Jesus said, ye must be born again.
Mm. Hey, Alan, but there's some born again people. I'm telling you, whoops, I can look back in here.
Coach, those are believers, Coach. Those are believers. You got to be careful with your words. The devils also believe and tremble.
No. Don't do that to me. I know some believers. I know some believers who think it's okay for a man to marry a man. I know some.
Brother, they're going to meet the Antichrist and get their head chopped off. So, hey, they keep on believing.
The wrath of God is already being revealed. It's already being. I'm sorry, I've been looking over here the whole time. It's already being revealed. It's already being revealed to us. And why is it being revealed to us? So that we'll stand up and do something about it, right? For the sake of our children and our grandchildren. But even more importantly, for the sake of the Lord's name. We're defending the name of the Lord. We're defending our King. We're defending our King. We're not tolerant of sin because our King opposes it. I don't know why this is so hard for us, see? I do know. Because it's conflict, isn't it? Huh? Ultimately, it's war, man.
It's war. Where's hell?
It's war. But the longer we put off the war, the harder it becomes to win it. Don't worry. Trey Gowdy's got it. He'll get it. Trey Gowdy will get it for us.
Oh, that's right. He's not.
No, he's not in Congress anymore. Lindsey Graham, he'll get it. By the way, Lindsey Graham, from what I understand, likes men. But he'll get it for us. He'll get it for it.
Yeah, right. All clowns, Coach.
Amen. So listen, got to wind up here. There's still a chance for you to come. You can email me at coach@coachdavelive.com. Say what's going on. I'm going to tell you this. If you're an infiltrator, ain't the place to come to. Don't try to come here. But if you're a God-fearing man or woman, you're within a few hours' drive, we'd love to have you. I want to say publicly, we will not be social distancing. We will not be. We will be lighting fires. We will be setting off fireworks. We will be worshiping the name of the Lord. And what? Michelle, my wife said they're going
to
call.
Hey, Coach. Coach, you mean to tell me you ain't going to have a Lone Ranger mask on, Coach?
No mask.
No Lone Ranger mask.
No, listen.
Hey, that Lone Ranger mask, all right.
Coach, when you do an in on your.
Used to be if you walked in the bank with a mask on, they threw you in jail, right? Now you got to wear one to go in. You tell me we're not upside down.
I saw a story there. And they said, if you have a mask on, don't come in. Go to the drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't come in with the mask. Why do they want you to put a mask on? Why do why did Lone Ranger wear a mask?
We're all Muslims now, Robinson. God bless you all. If you want to come, email me. I'll send you some directions. We're going all day today. We're going to go all day tomorrow. Yes, we're going to watch the video, but yes, we're going to do some fun stuff too. People want to sit in and watch the video, they can watch it. Guys want to go out and cook hot dogs and cut stinkers, they can go do that too. So it's going to be a good, we're going to have a strategy session. We're going to make plans. We're going to figure out how to fight back and how to win this war. And we're going to be like the men of Issachar who understand the times in which they live and knew what it is that we need to do. That's what we're going
Coach,
to do.
Coach, you're going to have your truth inspection Sunday morning, 10 o'clock?
No.
And I'm no trying, truth inspection.
Just because I don't know what's going on. Truth inspection Sunday morning. Okay, yeah, we'll do one. Michelle said no.
I miss you guys. I miss you.
No. My wife said no.
Coach, can you do one? Coach, can you do a prayer for us? Some of us are on the road right now.
Say, yeah, hang on. Joseph said somebody pray for us because they're on the road. Is that what you said, Joe?
Yeah, Mark and I are going to be on the road.
Well, Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, Father. We thank you that you place a hedge of protection around all of our brothers, everybody that's rolling here, Lord. And we break down every high and lofty thought that would right now prevent some people from jumping in their cars and come. Lord, we know that you've spoken directly to their hearts today and are thinking of all these reasons why they can't come. And Lord, I just pray that you would cast down that imagination, Lord, that we take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And Lord, that you would make a way. We pray for traveling mercies, no cops, nothing to bother Joseph and Mark and anybody that's rolling this way. Bobby Lee, I know Bobby's rolling this way. We've got others that are rolling this way. Lord, and just let us have a wonderful time together with you at the center of everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. So no service Sunday.
No service Sunday. We're having one personally. You have to come.
Hey, okay. Joe, Joseph, what's your ETA?
Hey, we're done, Sheldon. Thanks, man.
I should be there 11.